understand what you don't understand.
He's 19. Explain that to me.
Poor judgment brought them together.
I don't understand what a 41-year-old woman is doing pregnant by a teenager.
What do you want me to say? I made a mistake.
You make a lot of mistakes. We can't clean up all your mistakes.
Now another rash decision.
You're going to have a baby, and he's going to be responsible for that baby for 21 years.
He won't be in the baby's life.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 41-year-old Barbara Bersotti is suing her ex-fiancé, 20-year-old Harley Howell, for half the cost of a washer and dryer, unpaid bills, and a broken lease.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 443 on the calendar, a matter of Bersotti versus Howell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, folks.
Ms. Bersotti, it is your claim that the defendant owes you for a whole bunch of things that you purchased in anticipation of spending your life together. It didn't work out, and you want him to pay you a whole bunch of money.
They said he would.
Mr. Howell says that you were very anxious for this whole relationship to work out. He said to him not to worry. He wanted these things. At the time that most of it came about, he wasn't even working. It didn't work out. Most of the things that you purchased, you still own, like the washer, mm-hmm. a dryer, mm-hmm. and you still have them. Mm-hmm. He says, pay for them. What do you mean no?
I had called Brenna Center, and they told me that it was returned.
Returned or not, I want you to think before you speak. It doesn't look as if I'm siding with her yet, right? She says she has the washer and dryer. She's using the washer and dryer. She'll pay for the washer and dryer. Now, why don't you give me some time parameter? By the way, who are these people?
This is my son, Derek, and a roommate that lives with us, Mike.
And are they here just for moral support or as witnesses?
No, they're witnesses. DJ witness, Harley promising to pay me back for, promising to the landlord to pay for the rent and paying me back because I had to sell my car to get us a home. And Harley was promising, I'm looking for a job, but he would just get high. And
fine, I got the case.
Okay.
Okay, so you lived together from when to when?
We were homeless together from August of 2012 to when I sold my car in March.
When you say you were homeless, where did you sleep?
Random places with friends.
Like what?
We've slept in a garage. We stayed with his cousin for a while.
Where did your son sleep?
My son was at his friend's house in a garage. We were all homeless. We just went where we could go. That was because my dad died, and I was on the will to get his house, and my sister disputed that, and I couldn't afford my rent where I was, so I got displaced to be homeless.
Where were you working?
I wasn't at that time. I'm on disability for congestive heart failure, and my heart's enlarged, and so I just didn't have anywhere to go. And then we got the house when I sold my car, because after my dad died, I got 401k.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
When was the last time you worked?
2000. Well, I am employed now at Meijer. I've worked part-time, but I'm on leave right now because I got hurt on the job with my shoulder, and then I was better from that, and then I had to have two back surgeries in the last month, but they were 2 weeks apart. The first surgery, something went wrong, and they had to go back in. So I'm waiting to be cleared from the doctor. I just went to see the doctor in another 6 weeks, supposedly.
So you're capable of working?
Somewhat. Part-time, yes. And depending on the lifting or...
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Why?
Not supposed to be.
How old is your son?
This one is going to be 20 in April. He's 19.
And your other children?
I have one that's 22 and one that just turned 24.
How old are you?
I'll be 21 September.
So he's the same age as your son?
Yes, ma'am.
After you got finished being homeless, so that I could move this case along now, when did you move into a place together?
March 10th of last year, 2013.
With what money?
The money from when I sold my Firebird. I had a 1998 Firebird in excellent condition, and I...
So you sold a car.
Yes, I did.
And you moved in with you and your son,
mm-hmm.
and a roommate of yours?
Mike wasn't there at the time.
So you and your son, and where are your other two children?
They're living in Hammond.
They're adult children, over 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Unlike the defendant, who's under 21, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you lived together from March of 2013 until when?
He left December 30th.
Okay. 3 minutes. Tell me what you think he owes you for.
For the washer and dryer, because...
Washer and dryer he doesn't owe you for. You have them. Next.
Okay. For the rent and the money, he told me that when I sold my car, we were entering into this agreement together.
He was 19.
You know what? He came to me.
He was 19.
To date me. I didn't want to date him,
so
but
then
he
why
said
did you?
That
You're
he could
40
show
years
me.
Old. He's 19. Explain that
well,
to
then
me.
Well, then he shouldn't have told me that he could be a man. Because he... I'm just saying,
you want a 19-year-old to tell you?
And he lied to me. He came to me and told me his mom said that she was good with us being together. Then he tells me our whole relationship started off on a lie. He meant to use me, and I had been friends with him. I thought he was a good person, and I believed in him. And I'm just sorry that I'm...
Well, the next time you use better judgment, a 41-year-old woman who has three children, all of whom are either the same age or older.
And I told them that.
So that you know what a 19-year-old is. You know that a 19-year-old doesn't think with this. This is not the organ that they think with. I mean, and you've already had children that age, so you know that. So you can't get emotional with me. You know, I've lived with a lot of 19-year-olds. You know, they can't wake up in the morning by themselves. You still have to tell them to brush their teeth, right? You still have to tell them, you know, your teeth look a little yellow. Could you go inside and, you know, whiten your teeth up a little bit? And you're telling me a 40-year-old woman is going to rely on that kind of judgment to build a life with? Oh, I'm going to get a job. And when I get a job, I'm going to take care of you like you were a princess. You know, it's ridiculous. Don't you think it's ridiculous? Or, I mean, if you look back on it, you may
back,
have been
yes,
involved but... in a moment, and it was a moment, and you said, listen, I know he's a kid, but he's one of those rare, once-in-a-lifetime people who's really an old soul trapped in a young person's body. Not.
He begged me to date him. I mean, and we were friends. I thought I could trust him.
You know, in some jurisdictions, there are those people that say teenagers shouldn't even be charged with crimes because they lack the judgment to make a rational decision as to whether or not to rob somebody or to rob a bank or to commit another violent felony, or they lack the judgment to do that. And you want to build a life with a 19-year-old?
So I made a mistake, but legally he signed documents and he...
Oh, well, show me. Show me legally he signed documents that you want him
There's
to be responsible for.
And I still don't understand. I mean, okay, but why doesn't he owe for the washer and dryer? I mean,
he doesn't have the washer and dryer. He doesn't have the washer and dryer. You said you have them.
Okay. Your Honor.
Shh. How old were you when you signed this lease?
I was 19 years old, Your Honor.
What do you want me to say? I made a mistake, please.
But, ma'am, may I say something?
Give him the right to do what he did. I mean, he just up and gets to change his mind. He's 20. He is a legal adult. That's the issue. Whether I made a mistake because
of his
age or anything.
Listen to me. He can't enter into a binding contract. He can't even order a glass of wine in a restaurant.
But he can serve our country.
Yes, that's very smart of that country. They said we can draft you when you're 18, but you can't order a draft.
I don't agree with that.
Well,
I don't agree
but that's
with
what they
him,
say. They
I'm
say,
the
you know, we want young, follow directions, ask no questions. 18 is perfect. You get a wavy, we can even do it at 17. But you can't order a draft in a bar because you lack the judgment to be able to do that.
No, see, I disagree with that, because drinking doesn't take judgment.
Well, but you disagree with it or not, that's the law.
Okay, well, I understand, but drinking doesn't take judgment. That's just stupidity in my viewpoint.
No,
but
being stupid is a 40-year-old woman hooking up with a 19-year-old guy who doesn't have a job, who says, I'm going to treat you like a princess, when you have three grown sons his age or older, and you say, I made a mistake, so let the courts come and help me. And you want a court to saddle him with responsibilities that are really beyond his ability to even understand. You're the one who's supposed to say to him, what's your first name?
Harley.
Harley, you're a sweet boy, but you're a boy. I have food in my refrigerator that's older than you are. I'll be your friend.
He didn't let it go. I don't understand what you don't understand.
I don't understand.
He wouldn't let me go.
Listen to me. I don't understand what a 41-year-old woman is doing pregnant by a teenager.
That was a mistake. I mean, an accident.
You make a lot of mistakes. We can't clean up all your mistakes.
So I'm the one that gets held responsible for the mistakes, but he doesn't.
Because he has no judgment, because he's a kid, because he's a teenager.
He's an adult, ma'am.
No,
my dear. He is 20.
No, my dear, you treat him like an adult. but he's not an adult.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You now have 10 million people who are going to know that he's the father of that child.
Your Honor, I don't even want to talk about the baby because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, that's your choice. So you have to start using the right judgment.
And later today,
you know what you did here. And he knows what you did here. I'm not exactly sure how it all came about, but I'm going to listen to the fairy tales on both sides.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Barbara Bersotti says ex-fiancé Harley Howell owes for half the cost of a washer and dryer and for breaking their lease.
Now, you treated him like he was an adult because it was convenient. And I'm not saying that he should be let off scot-free because he can't be let off scot-free because, sadly, in the eyes of the law, when you have your baby, because at 41, with all your disabilities, you're going to have a baby, and he's going to be responsible for that baby for 21 years.
No, he won't be in the baby's life.
Well, I have to tell you something. The first time you apply for any sort of state aid, whether it be disability or WIC or food stamps, they're going to say, who's the father of that child?
Yes, and if there's a name on the birth certificate, that's
no, no. You now have 10 million people, 10 million eyes out there who are going to know that he's the father of that child.
Your Honor, I don't even want to talk about the baby because I don't know what I'm going to do. It's my choice whether I want to have this child or not, and I have not decided that.
Well, that's your choice, and you've had time to make that choice. So you have to start acting with using the right judgment. Anyway, you can't obligate a teenager to be involved with a contract. So I'm sorry that you had a lapse in judgment, but I'm not saddling a kid with your lapse judgment. That's all. Case is dismissed.
Bodies are excused, you may step out.
He begged me. He wouldn't leave me alone.
At first, yes, it was me chasing after her for a very long time.
He told me he was going to be different. I'd always been hurt.
We got together. It was a joy.
She was happy for a time.
9 months, homeless at that, sleeping in a car in a garage. It was still the best.
But then he started doing things that I didn't agree with.
I did not like it at all. She was a month younger than me. I was told she was on board with it.
My age, no older.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Dixon. Step forward.
Kevin Williams Jr. is suing his former friends, Rufus and Michelle Dixon, for a loan balance on a car that Rufus totaled.
First, let me tell you that I have read your complaint and your answer very carefully. My notes on this case are simple. It says this is some sort of a police and insurance fraud case that you would like me to be a part of. So I'm going to give you 4 minutes to tell me about your side of this nonsense. Then you can tell me your side of this nonsense, because you both know what you wrote here in the complaint and the answer is a whole lot of baloney. So why don't you start off with your baloney? First, tell me what you're suing him for.
Why are you doing today, Judge Judy? No,
don't speak to me. Just tell me what you're suing him for today.
Got it.
Don't ask me how I am. Don't tell me that I'm younger looking in person, because you know what you did here. And he knows what you did here. I'm not exactly sure how it all came about, but I'm going to listen to the fairy tales on both sides. Go!
Your Honor, on November 3rd, I had been invited to go to church with Mr. and Mrs. Dixon, at which time we had decided that we would cook dinner at their home. We left church. I had seen a store in their area, stopped by to drop some mail off in the mailbox, and as I was coming back to my car, it was pulling off. The car door slammed. I think I seen about two or three gentlemen, jumped in a car, pulled off. I immediately called the police. Then I called Rufus. I called Rufus because I was on my way to his house. His phone was going straight to voicemail. I called Michelle. She said, where are you?
Just a second, Mr. Williams. It appeared from your complaint that first you went to their house and then you decided to barbecue and left their house to go to the store.
Right, and I also told you, Your Honor.
Just a second. You went to get the charcoal, and when you were dropping some mail off and left the car door open and the keys in the car, that's when somebody carjacked your car.
That's correct,
so
Your
what,
Honor.
Just a second. So what was it, sir? Did you go to get the charcoal before you went to their house the first time? Or did you go to their house and then decide to barbecue and then go out?
This is what I told you, Your Honor. Here's the police report
to
support what I said.
No, no, no. Police report is only what you told the police.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would somebody have to follow you if they were loaning you their car?
I was distraught. I didn't want to drive. She drove me to my house and he followed.
Keep going.
Okay.
Get stranger.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kevin Williams Jr. is suing his former friends, Rufus and Michelle Dixon, for a loan balance on a car that Rufus totaled.
Okay, continue with the story.
Great.
You see your car pulling off
call
and you're
the
at the mailbox.
Yes.
You call the police.
That's correct. Then I called Rufus. His phone was going straight to voicemail. I called Michelle. She said, "Where are you? Tell me what's nearby and I'm on my way to come get you." By the time she pulled up, the police was already there at the mailbox taking my statement. So I'm making a police report, and then we leave and we go back to her house. So she's just like upset, just like I'm upset. Like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm really upset. So I stay in the car when we pull up to their house. She goes inside the house. About 15, 20 minutes later, she comes outside. At the same time she's coming outside, Rufus' car pulls up behind her car. And, you know, he's like, "I can't believe this happened." You know, he's crying. I'm like, "Why are you crying?" You know? So she's like, "Kevin, don't worry about it. You can use my car. You can use his car. We'll make sure you have a car so you can get to work." I said, "I really appreciate that." He followed us to drive me to my house, and she left me her car.
What do you mean he followed you to drive you? What car were you driving that he followed?
Her 300. Her right. Chrysler 300.
And why was he following you back to your house?
Because she was giving me her car.
So then why did somebody have to follow you if she
was
giving you
her car? I was a little...
Hey! You said he was following you, and I'm saying to myself, why would somebody have to follow you if they were loaning you their car?
Yeah.
You want to answer that question?
He was following me. I was distraught. I didn't want to drive. She drove me to my house, and he followed.
Keep going.
Okay.
Get stranger.
You okay, understand? Great. So get the car, and everything is fine. She texts me the next day, which I have a text message right here, where she's like, "You know, how's everything? Are you okay?"
I don't care what the text message says, sir.
Great. So I told her, "I'm really sad. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just bought this car, Your Honor. It just had a temporary tag on it. I probably had the car a week and a half, a week."
Keep going.
Okay, great. So about a week later, the police contact me and tell me that they recovered the vehicle. It was involved in the accident. So I call him. I'm like, "They recovered the vehicle." He says, "I got something to tell you. I was trying to play a prank on you. Tore the car up. I'm sorry. I'll make it right. I'll fix it. Don't worry about it." Obviously, I'm upset because I'm like, why would a friend do this to me?
So what happened? Did you call the police right away and tell them? Did you call the police right away? Because they're looking for a carjacker. They got an open complaint of a carjacking.
Well, right? I didn't.
Just a second. Did you call the police and you tell them? That requires a yes or a no.
No.
Did you call the insurance company and tell them?
No.
Good. That's what I'm talking about, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now you want to tell me your version of these events, sir? Look at me. Don't look there. Look at me.
On November 3rd, my wife invited Kevin to attend church with us and my family. On our way back from church, Kevin asked if we had a grill because he wanted a barbecue to impress my wife's friend, Nicholas, then show him that he can cook. I told him we didn't have a grill, so my wife asked me, like, "Don't Uncle Dank have a grill?" And I said, "I don't know." So I called my uncle, asked me if he had a grill.
Yeah,
he
said,
"Yeah."
I don't know who Uncle Dank is.
I don't want you to say a word.
All right.
So Michelle asked me, "Did my Uncle Dank have a grill?" I said, "Yes." So upon me going to get the grill, I let Kevin know that the grill wasn't going to fit in my car because it was a propane tank grill and it was kind of big. And
didn't let me know anything.
Your case is dismissed. I think the two of you are a bunch of phonies, and I think it was all a scam.
Well, Your
Honor,
that's unfortunate, but I was
going to
participate.
I was going to let you tell me your story. You were interrupted twice. Twice interrupted. Thank you.
Excuse me, step out.
I hope the police aren't watching this, or your insurance company.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Mom fires an ungrateful son.
Your counterclaims for wrongful termination.
She lost the case in the Unemployment Bureau for the same exact kind of fire.
Let me tell you something. That's the problem with America.
Judge Judy.
I think that this gentleman tore my vehicle up. He told me that he was going to fix it, and he didn't. But I went in.
The truth is, Kevin is lying, and it was basically an insurance job. that went bad.
What he was saying was a whole bunch of lies.
I just heard the phone conversations. Like, he had him on speakerphone, and he did say that he messed the car up, and he was going to pay him for it, and he never did.
Where's the proof? I don't think she can do is say she heard a conversation.
Friends don't tell friends the long is up and then not take care of it.
I mean, it was never a friendship. The reason why we got back in contact is because of my wife. I was never trying to be his friend.